Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
How do you think they're going to counter the inevitable here? Obviously, some of the bad police work and the word that has been infecting so many cases, Michael Proctor. What are we going to be doing about that in terms of the prosecution and the Karen Reed side, or the prosecution trying to, downplay, I guess, all of that?
I think the main thing is that they didn't do last time that I was a little critical of. And Lally, who was the prosecutor, first of all, I think he did an exceptional job. I think he's an exceptional attorney and very smart. I just think he had too much he was responsible for. Yeah. And they've recognized that to the CW, and they are loading him up with assistance and with help and with a lead in this to actually do the court presentation. But the order of proof was all messed up, in my opinion. They sort of went on the premise that, listen, we're going to debunk everything the defense is going to say. Well, people wanted to hear the case.
Yeah.
And I think this time it's going to be case heavy on facts. I mean, I think they should start out with what she said she did and show all the instances mm-hmm. of what she said she did. First, her own words. And they need to follow that up with all the EMTs, the medics, the first responders, the police that said, yeah, I heard her say that.
Yeah.
And they have no reason to lie. And so then you have that followed up. So they want the hard facts and then follow that up with, oh, and by the way, there's microscopic pieces of her taillight embedded in John's shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with that. Let's go with all the and show the all the pieces of the taillight that were found in the yard at 4 a.m. And the fact that it was in the Sally Port, it doesn't line up with when anybody could have thrown it on the lawn, because they already found the pieces on the lawn before it was ever in the Sally Port. Mm-hmm. They need to do a better job with their explanations.
Yeah. And helping a jury understand it contextually, because I think it was very messed up. It was bits and pieces here and there. It was like watching one of those, like This Is Us or something, where it's like, stop going there. like just give me the story. Yeah. It was like that. I think it's kind of how they presented that story to the jury. So hopefully, contextually, it'll make a little bit more sense this time.
And on the other side, to be fair, what could convince people that have looked at the facts and the overwhelming evidence to say, okay, he was beat up inside by a cop, an ATF agent, a 17-year-old, and a dog, and thrown on the front lawn. What in the world could convince people of that? I mean, they need to. The problem is they're not going to be able to, because there is no canine DNA. That's already been
done. There's pig.
There's no DNA from the fists of the ATF agent or the fists or saliva or sweat. There's nothing from the players. And what's really damning is he never went in the house. That's the biggest issue.
Yeah, it is. But the damning part to that is you have shady behavior that's been found within, and that taints all of it. And that's what makes it. And I totally understand what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. But then you have the shady behavior. Then we have all of that's infected so many different places. And that's what then causes the next veil to go over that and go, well, how can we trust this? I don't think anyone's ever going to be happy at the end of this thing. And I don't think anyone's ever truly going to know exactly what took place other than Karen Reed. And I don't even know that she knows what truly happened that night. John is the one. John and a coyote is what I'm saying. I think it's John and a coyote that know truly what took place.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll tell you what. When you talk about the police errors, it's so interesting that things that I wouldn't even consider errors are being considered errors. As an example, the videotape and the Sally Port, which again, shouldn't even be an issue because the premise is that they took this taillight, bashed it in, and then sprinkled pieces all over the lawn, right? After they were already finding pieces all over the lawn. So it makes no sense. But everybody's upset that the video footage from the Sally Port was inverted.
Yeah.
Well, they need to show that all the video in the Sally Port was inverted because that's the setting they had the video recorder on. They didn't do that. And that's a big thing. They need to show, listen, it wasn't just for this case or because, you know, the Lexus was in there. You know, they need to reset their video and not have it inverted. Just because something's inverted, though, everything's still there.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
But, yeah, and once we understood what it was, yes. It's just one of those little pieces, though, that did not read well to a jury. That made to go, well, what are you hiding here? Even if you're not. And that's, I think, part of the thing. Even if they're not hiding things or if they're just trying to tip the scale a little bit with something here or there, one person saying that, I mean, there's too many pieces to this that just didn't add up and didn't look very good. Getting rid of the cell phones, there's so much. And I'm still of the belief that Karen Reed hit him and it was an accident and this all should have just gone away at some point. But there's too much. There's too much and too many people acting in what they think is their own best interest. And at the end of the day, that best interest is not the truth. And that's the problem we have.
A lot of people see that side of it, but like I say, if you really look at the little pieces that they're picking at, like the solo cups, I have to laugh about that because New York, I was just told by somebody that New York PD still uses solo cups.
Collect
evidence.
Yeah, exactly. One person can get very upset and go, that's crazy. Other than go, well, actually, no, this is pretty normal. And it is. I mean, so there's no sense to make things more exaggerated than they are that some people do. I totally hear you there.
Yeah, it's not perfect.
No.
It wasn't something I would do, but it's not, you know, instrumentally tainting this case when it comes down to the real facts here.
So, I hear you. I do hear you. And I completely agree. There's just too much movement and that's the problem with it. Too much seems to have issue where I don't know that we're ever going to get back down to true facts in this case. But I hope we do. I hope we do for the sake of O'Keefe and the family and that community that needs to find some sort of way to come back together and not want to kill each other.
I don't think they're going to come back together until the next generation.
I agree.
And that's a maybe. I mean, I'm serious. What they have done to reputations and to a belief system down there, it's horrible.
It's sad. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about.
It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant.
But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.